May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. Good morning. This past year has been a bit challenging for me personally for several reasons, some due to tragedy, but in reflecting in today's gospel, I realized some of these challenges that I perceived as wolves were actually sheep in disguise. After my ordination, I found many relatives that were close to me, around me, some closer than others, changed in a negative way. Without going into detail, there's one person in particular, let's call them Ben. No one here, don't worry. Who seemed to try and devalue my ordination, my role as deacon, and passive-aggressively dismiss moments where I would pray for others or speak spiritually. They would roll their eyes, sigh, say under their breath, "Oh, brother." This is someone I trusted and I loved. Someone who I thought should be happy for me when positive things happen. So Ben's apparent dissatisfaction or disapproval of my blessings and joy caused me some internal friction. I would find myself getting agitated and trying to prove my ordination and other blessed events were in fact a big deal, a joyous occasion. Then one day amidst another occasion where I again found myself defending myself, it shut off. That feeling of agitation, it shut off. I stopped myself and something told me to step back and be still. I've learned in moments where I find myself getting upset within a conversation with people in my life, I need to stop trying to defend myself or reasonings and just listen. As difficult as that can be at times. It allows me to later reflect on what happened and why with a clearer vision. I realized Ben, who I was close to, only tried to devalue my ordination and dismiss my moments of spirituality because Ben didn't understand what it meant to experience a moment in your life of pure spiritual clarity and enlightenment. When you feel God in your soul giving you a split-second glimpse of his vision for you, for your life, that literally changes your life. Ben didn't experience that yet. Ben couldn't grasp that I wasn't the exact same person I was before because God has allowed me to experience things. He has guided me in changing how I exist in this world. I'm still a work in progress, but I'm allowing myself to be a work in progress. And sometimes people who see others close to them go through these changes in life, these blessings of change. Maybe they feel they can't figure out how to get there, or feel it isn't fair that they aren't there yet. Scripture says the Lord is not slow and does not delay to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. So people who see you doing blessed things and go through blessed events may treat you a bit unkindly at times. Especially if they feel they have been doing the right thing and should be privy to those same blessings. Be patient with them. In reading today's gospel, Jesus uses challenging moments like these as a teaching opportunity. The Pharisees were trying to trap him into picking a favorite law. But Jesus isn't an idiot, is he? He knew what they were trying to do. So Jesus answered their question, but he didn't get angry or tell them, "Never speak to me again." He used the moment as a teaching moment. He was patient. He realized why these Pharisees were being so passive-aggressive with him. They couldn't differentiate Christ being man and Christ as God. These Pharisees, who were supposed to be experts of the law, the go-to resource for spiritual practice, yet couldn't recognize God if he was staring them in the face, literally. They spent their life telling people how to practice the word of God without actually practicing, and they considered themselves with well respect. And here comes this man touring cities, teaching the word of God. People are starting to follow him, and he has the power to heal others. They saw Jesus with blessings they didn't have, and versus thanking him or being joyous for his gifts, they were a bit unkindly to him. It doesn't matter. Jesus still recognized them as children of God, faults and all. He was patient. So don't waste your time trying to defend your blessings to others. Don't get upset or angry over those who at times make you feel like you should defend your blessings. Your job is to be patient and make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So step back and be patient with them as God has shown you patience. Amen.